I'm Shan Rose. This is Straight From Rose, your front row seat to government, community, and all the in-between tea. Served, informed, not messy. So when it hits your timeline, you say it loud with your chest. You heard it straight from Rose. We are here for another episode of Straight From Rose podcast. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, locking in, and spending time with me to really get to know government, understand government, and more importantly, really get to know the role that you play in government. District 5 is on the rise. There are so many great things happening in and around the district, from downtown all the way to Metro West. We are improving the quality of life, improving safety. And I want to give a just pause a second to give a shout out to our transportation team and on the local level, but on a state and national, the Department of Transportation started something called Vision Zero, and it is a national program to help communities get to Vision Zero, which is zero fatalities and crashes in our communities, and, you know, just smoother rides, easier ways for pedestrians to get around. And so we do projects little by little to help improve just that, you know, get into Vision Zero. And that is something that's really, for me, I think, is really helping to improve the district, improve downtown, improve the city of Orlando, where we're really getting to make sure people get around better, where we're making sure where we understand where bottlenecking is happening, how do we improve your ride. You know, I always live in this space of, I have three people who I focus on, the residents, the visitors, and the businesses, and making sure everybody can get around, can function, is the priority. Something that's been the talk of the town, I would say, are the improvements to the 408 in the Westlakes and the Paramore community. We are getting wider sidewalks, more lighting, and our entrances are shifting. And it's, some of it is part of Vision Zero. It's looking at where do we have incidents, accidents, and how do we make things better. As you know, the Westlakes and Paramore community is surrounded by venues and transportation, making sure we get individuals to activities, home, as well as making sure that the residents get to their destination, their homes, in the process of the activities that are happening in our community. Some of these venues were here way before us. And so making sure, you know, we reduce disruption is important. Proud to say that moving forward, the 408 toll road will be suspended post events that happen at Camping World to help people get on the highway. It's to ensure, you know, we creating a pathway that people get on it to get home faster and to kind of clear the thousands of people who come for activities at Camping World. So again, moving forward, there will be suspension on the tolls post events. And you get on and you get off at the next exit, and then you kind of take your path back home. We are working on a more sustainable path that ensures residents can get home through that process. And it's a work in progress. We are getting there, and we hope to look forward to, in the future, coming up with ways to make sure everyone gets home. Any cities out there who want to share their great mechanism, District5@orlando.gov, 407-246-2005. I am all ears. You know, there are some cities who have monopolized how to do a proper traffic flow. And so we're here for it. But the 408 improvements will mean larger sidewalks, curbless sidewalks. We'll have more lighting. There'll be a couple of retention ponds. We are streamlining, and this development is happening through the Central Florida Expressway. They are streamlining the way that individuals get on I-4 and the 408 from the Westlake's Paramore community, making it a little bit more easier. So check out the District 5 pages for specific renderings. It's important that the community is involved and engaged as changes happen. Shout out to the Orlando Magic for clinching a playoff seat. Our goal and our hope, go Magic. We will win this first round and we will continue to go on and we will bring the Eastern Conference Championship and even the National Championship. But special shout out to Coach Mosley and the entire coaching staff. Shout out to Maritza for, you know, Orlando Magic is are really great partners. Charlie Freeman, the new CEO, Alex Martin, the entire Orlando Magic team. Let's go Magic. There's a lot going on in and around the district, and one of the major initiatives that my office is really focused on right now, our satellite office. What has happened is realizing that sometimes people can't make it to City Hall. Sometimes, you know, being in the neighborhood and in the community is a little bit easier. So what we have done is we have created, on the first Tuesday, we have created satellite office at the Northwest Center. So if you would like to meet with me, please call my office to set up an appointment, 407-246-2005. And we will listen to you. You know, I want to hear from you as we are truly building a community for all of us. And this is an opportunity for you to come in and share and really talk about, you know, what do you want to see? I'd say this, District 5 is thriving and there's a lot of great initiatives, but it takes great communication. And this is how we do it, by you coming to see me and share your ideas, share your concerns, and let's work on a better District 5. There has been a lot of progress made in District 5, and I would start by saying crime is down. You know, a lot of times we see the news, and the news is one snippet, and we hear something bad, or we see something bad on social media, and we just run with that. Things are horrible and things are bad. They're not. Crime is down, and I'm really proud of that in District 5. Overall, about 26%, and it's been steady since I've been elected, where crime is down and it continues to go down. But that takes true community partnership, and some of those partnerships include some of our youth programs. We are intentional on making sure that we engage with our youth. We're providing programming for them. We're making sure that we have what I like to call homes for them, because we have neighborhood centers that's for them. And we're just building out a lot of programs to make sure that we meet the needs of the community. We have started middle school programming after school at our neighborhood centers. And to me, that's like a lot of great progress. We have strengthened our senior program. We have approved about 4 new affordable housing developments throughout Districts 5 and 6. We are repaving roads in our community. Trash is at 99.9% accuracy, where we're picking up trash. And if you put your trash outside, we're getting it. And so for that 0.1% who may feel like we're missing you, call our office. Reach out. Send an email. We are working through making sure we address all concerns. I want to give a special shout out to a lot of the nonprofits in our community who are doing their part, but it takes volunteers. So if there's a specific initiative that you're looking to do, whether you're looking to help and serve in the homeless population, or you're looking to serve with youth, or you're looking to serve with veterans, reach out to my office. Let me connect you. Whether you're, you know, if you've got a closet full of clothes, because, you know, we should be starting our spring cleaning. If you got a closet full of clothes, I've got places for you to donate them to. You know, our community partner Light Orlando right now is currently working on collecting clothes to be able to give to our community. Don't throw clothes away, right? I mean, unless they're ripped. But if you've got old clothes, start cleaning out your closet, shoes, etc. I know when I do mine, I'm usually about 3-4 bags at a time. I don't know where it comes from, but grateful to be able to share with those that are in need. There are a couple of developments that are catalytic to our community, and I'm going to send a special positivity to those developers who are trying to get their financing together, who are working diligently to make sure that their dreams become reality, you know, from the Westcourt development to the Orlando Sentinel site. Recently, an application has been put up for a potential 37-story building right in our community. There are so many developments that are happening, Lion Gardens, and just want to, you know, send some positivity to all the developers who are listening, no matter where you are. Keep pushing towards making your vision and your dream a reality to be able to help our communities continue to thrive and meet the community needs. There are a lot of great things happening, and you know, your investment in our community is important to our success. For those listening who want to get involved and stay informed, I would say follow the Orlando District 5 pages. My name is Shan Rose, and I post every day, right? I post whether it's business opportunities, whether it's small enterprise, whether it's funding opportunities. Most recently, really been focused on the international, in, you know, doing business internationally is a real big thing, right? Where some folks may say, is there opportunity elsewhere? And there are, there's a lot of them. Is there a resident story that has stuck out with me recently? That is a very packed question, and I'm gonna say why. The outcome of every situation looks different. I was fortunate during the holiday season. I had a couple of residents. We were able to get them through programming. They were fortunate. I had a family during Thanksgiving that were able to receive some services, and they moved into a brand new apartment for Thanksgiving. I had another family who moved in to a resident for their own place of residence for Christmas. I think every day there's some like highlight, some story. Sometimes the stories have a good background and maybe a bad ending. But just the joy that I get every day where helping someone. A couple months ago, for those who don't know, this is a blended education session. In the city of Orlando, especially in our downtown corridor, if you are using a golf cart to generate revenue, which means you are giving people rides from point A to point B, you must reach out to the Orlando Police Department vehicle for hire. It is really, really, really important because there is some confusion as to the way golf carts are supposed to be used in our community. If you are generating any kind of revenue, so if you are picking up someone and you are saying, hey, it is $10 to take you from here to the entrance of the stadium, or it's $5 to take you from here to there, you must go and pull a vehicle for hire permit. So just making that very clear, because I've started receiving concerns about questioning about the unfairness of how golf carts are used. Just want to make that clear. But I would say a story that stuck out is I had an individual who they purchased a party bus, and they were nervous, and they were like, I want to go through the process and don't know how to get there. And so I was able to walk them through the entire process, and they got their licensing successfully. And so what sticks out to me is those individuals who overcome their fear, because it's a fear to reach out to government. Most people think that they got it, they could do it, but overcoming that fear and realizing, hey, I need help to get to this destination. And so being able to reach out to my office, and now they have a successful, thriving business. So I love seeing the pictures and videos on social media. And, you know, to me, it's like it stuck out to me because it was, you know, someone who wants to do entrepreneurship and, you know, getting through the government process to be successful. A challenge that our community is facing right now, but it needs more attention, in my opinion, is the housing crisis that we are going through. And the housing crisis comes from a multitude of areas. While some folks, you know, attribute it to greed, that's not necessarily and always the case. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of roles that play in how government and how housing functions. One of the things here in Florida that people, I think, overlook often is insurance. We have not in the state of Florida gotten to understanding insurance, and it is a rising cost. And so as the cost of insurance or anything else rise, then it's hard for the owner of a building, whether it's an apartment complex or it's a home that you're renting, it's hard for someone to say, well, I've incurred more costs and you shouldn't have to incur them. And so I want to like let folks understand that just a little bit, right? So it's a huge challenge happening in the community right now, because, you know, people think it's just greed, and not necessarily. Like, there are some individuals who, like, they're making the bare minimum off of where you may be staying, but as additional costs increase, they also have to increase rent. And I would say, in addition to that, you know, I think we also need to look at some federal policies and some state policies to figure out how we make this work. We just had a recent discussion, and I really do believe that those individuals who live on Social Security, whether it's Social Security from retirement or Social Security disability, I think there should be a special rate that we do for affordable housing for those individuals, because they're on a specific fixed income. And then I think when we start looking at affordable housing as a whole, one of the things that I have requested city staff to do in our housing department is work on a mandatory financial literacy component. So, you know, typically what happens is resident complexes will build out units, and, you know, they will highly encourage their tenants to, you know, do financial literacy. But I think we need to mandatory and make it not optional, but it's important, because the goal is supposed to be uplifting. When affordable housing was first created, it was created as a hand up, so individuals who may be going through something financially could work towards building a better quality of life. So for individuals who are able-bodied, you know, making sure that their credit is together, they're learning how to save, they're getting training. You know, I mentioned earlier, like, Career Source are some really great partners, but we have some really cool organizations doing some really good work to help people get better paying jobs. And so making sure we have policy that isn't just giving companies and developers money, but more so they're working on helping to uplift you. So teaching you how to save, teaching you how to build your credit, getting a better paying job. Like, I think the better paying job is the most important part, right? When we think back to the 40s and 50s, when affordable housing was actually created, it was created because, you know, there was a shift in the environment. There was a shift in where people could live, and creating a space individuals could live, but they could help themselves out of poverty. They could help themselves get to the next level. I think that the construction industry is booming, right? And so with the construction agency booming, that means that there's plenty of jobs out there. There's plenty of opportunities for individuals to become better individuals financially. Recently, I attended ORA, the Orlando Regional Realtors Association's State of Orange County address. And what was quite shocking was they looked at percentages of change from March 2020 to December 2025, job gains since pre-COVID, and there's a record high in the state of Florida. 11.3% is the job gains that we've had over the last 5 years, which means there are opportunities here. We just have to work together to be able to connect people to those better paying jobs. We've got to be able to place the tools and the resources and have everything in place. When I think back to, like, you know, my childhood, right? Got up, most likely by the time it was the time to get up, mom woke me up. She was on her way to work. I got up, got ready for school, made it to school, went to after school, came home. Most kids in society, you come home and mom or dad is on their way home from work, right? So you check in and, you know, maybe you go to grandma's house, grandma might be home. But we've got to work on really truly connecting individuals to the job gains. Like 11.3%, it was the third highest in the nation. So think about that, right? We've gained the third highest in the entire United States. We had the highest gain of jobs. So the opportunities are there to create a better quality of life. And I want to make sure we're doing our part. As a government entity, we are working on building more single family homes to, you know, bridge the generational wealth gap, which means for you, I want you to come along in that journey. I want you to come along in that process. I want to make sure that, you know, you're not left behind. And so, like, that's a challenge for me right now in the community, but I'm doing everything I can. We're having job fairs. We're hosting financial literacy workshops. You know, we've got some really great partners who are there for us, who are, you know, making sure our families understand about savings, our families have access to opening bank accounts. And, you know, that's the ultimate goal. Shout out to the Florida State Legislature, who made it mandatory to take financial literacy in high school so that, you know, we build successful young men and women. But I want your help. Y'all give me different tools and tips and tricks and resources on, you know, how do we overcome the housing challenge? I always hear the answer is density and more of, and, you know, I think there's pros and cons to that, but we have to work together to create that synergy to make things work. A shout out to my team. I mean, they take some of the phone calls and the emails of individuals who call with wanting miracles on 400 South Orange Avenue. I mean, and so I take it, we don't take your concerns lightly, right? We are working hard to address the needs of the community. So continue sharing them and we'll continue to work on them. I think if we all come together and we all do our parts, I think we will continue to all thrive as we continue to move District 5 forward. There are so many resources that are available to residents, businesses, and I think it's really important that you get connected with your local government. Find out who your state legislator is, find out who your state rep is, and that's how we truly will bridge the gap of community concerns. That's how you will learn what's available to you. I've been intentional on sharing. I probably overshare on social media. I post when we have RFPs, and an RFP is a request for proposal. So when we're doing business with the government, when the government is doing business, we have a whole bidding process. And with that, you know, we work to share what tools are available. And when I say there's a tool or resource for everything you can think of, any and everything you could think of or need or have a desire for is available in this community. Don't feel like your local government isn't here for you. I'm gonna speak for myself. I make myself available. I'm here to learn. I'm here to understand. I'm here to serve. And I'm here to make sure that we improve the quality of life. So I think it's important that you know that your government is here to support you. I'm gonna go into a quick resident segment. You know, I like to answer questions, like I told you, so, you know, people can understand and hear that you're not the only one going through something. And quite often I hear the, why does it feel like my neighborhood doesn't get the same attention as other neighborhoods? And that starts with you. And you only. Because we compare ourselves to neighborhoods who will call for everything. If they see a dead animal in the middle of the road, they're going to call it into animal services. If they see a pothole, they're going to call it in, which is why at the city of Orlando, we've become so media friendly and we've done streamlined processes. We have apps that you can report things. But like, that's the biggest thing I can say. Like, your community doesn't get the same attention. I think that what we have to get out of is the concept that that's the way things have always been, so it's going to stay that way. When we start getting out of that mindset, then we can change our communities. Just because every Friday somebody dumps garbage in the same place doesn't mean that, one, that the government knows, and two, that we are taking the necessary steps if we're not told. And so that's really where you get the same attention, is when you start putting in the effort of saying, I'm going to contact my local government. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to connect. I'm going to make sure that they know who I am. You know, when I walk in the room, they, oh, yeah, that's Miss So-and-so. She, yeah, we already know what her complaint is. I mean, we've had community meetings with that. So the neighborhood attention may feel different because you're not involved. You're not letting your government know what you need. I mean, if you live in the city of Orlando, if you don't know exactly which district or who your commissioner is, reach out to my office. We will get you to the right services. We'll get you to the right commissioner if it's not me. District 5 at orlando.gov, 407-246-2005. While I am elected to District 5, I oversee all the policies and governance of this entire city. So I have a duty to you, no matter where you are, whether you're a resident, your business, or you're a visitor, I'm here to connect you and help you get the help that you need. So remember, change starts with you. And if you want to get the same attention as other communities, you got to do your part. I actually can proudly say, when you all send in concerns, it helps make our communities better. When you all use the app or use the internet and you report a pothole, I can see the difference. I can say, oh, wow, this isn't here anymore. When you all report lighting issues where a street light isn't working, it isn't functioning properly, I can proudly say, hey, I worked with our transportation team and we fixed it. I'm a testimony of that. I mean, I could go down the laundry list of things that I fixed in the Paramore community, but most recently, and it was a long time of having to call and report the same thing, at Gorin OBT, the light wouldn't change and it wouldn't go green. It would stay flashing yellow or it would stay red. I kept reporting and reporting and reporting, and transportation fixed it. So sometimes you just have to, you know, you have to be the tape recorder, keep playing and reporting the same things and reporting the same things, and we will work to improve. I think some things take a little bit longer, which is sort of the separation of government, is, you know, knowing that we may have to go to another entity to get something done. I just want us all to work together to improve the quality of life, and it starts with you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From Rose podcast, and I hope to hear from you soon.